Welcome back. Before we dive into this week's topic, I did want to mention something we had discussed previously all around large-scale consolidation. That happened again this week with FIS acquiring Worldpay for $35 billion. If the payment space is any indicator of the future, we're going to be seeing this across sector. So stay tuned there. This week, we're looking all at the entrance of the digital SMB bank. So neobanks have been around for a number of years and they continue to be on the rise. We've seen some big acquisitions there. But they all tend to focus on consumers, and we're now seeing a strong trend towards looking at small businesses and freelancers. From our Tech Tuesday 2 weeks ago, we learned a little bit about the freelance economy and the future of work, and from that we learned that there were 57 million freelancers in the United States. If you include entrepreneurs as well, that number actually shoots up to 83 million, and if we're looking at the small business side, we're at 22 million small businesses, and this is a large group who is desperate, who is in a desperate need for new and enhanced products, especially around banking. Traditional banks like Capital One Spark has certainly looked at this market a bit, but there are a ton of startups, including BBVA spinout Aslo, the New York fintech startup Novo, the Techstars portfolio company Joust, and a handful of other entrants who have not been publicly named are entering this market in the short order. This week, we're going to be looking a little bit closer at Joust, as well as highlighting their head of risk management and compliance, Rita Beth Craig. Rita and I met through a dear friend and former colleague of mine, George Kurtica. Hi, George. And when George told me that he was able to bring on board a former intelligence officer for the CIA into Joust, I had to hear more because who wouldn't want to? So as a bit of background, Joust is a mobile app designed for freelancers, for small businesses and entrepreneurs that have a suite of financial products, all the things that they need to operate their business while ensuring that they have a guaranteed payment for all real-time invoices, which is super exciting. Real-time invoices is hard to do. And as head of risk and compliance, Rita has a variety of responsibilities within the organization, but at the high level, she's responsible for developing a risk profiling system that extends professional banking services to freelancers, not just large-scale corporations, while also doing this and monitoring the behavior to ensure that the services are being used in a legitimate way for legitimate purposes, not for things like anti-money laundering. And her role with risk is really to balance the opportunities with technology while also ensuring public safety. So if, like me, you want to learn more about Rita's journey from CIA to being head of risk of a fintech startup, or about what Joust is doing and what they're thinking about for the future, please click the link below and read the full Q&A. Until next week. Mm-hmm.